Hey, gorgeous. If you want success on your fertility journey, you've got to have the mindset for it. It's time to kick fear, negativity, doubt, shame, jealousy, and the whole clown car of low-vibe fertility journey BS to the curb. I'm your host, Roseanne Austin, Fertility Mindset Master. Former prosecutor and recovering type A control freak perfectionist, I use the power of mindset to get pregnant naturally and have my baby boy at 43, despite years of fertility treatment failure. I help women across the globe beat the odds on their fertility journey just like I did. Get ready for a quick hit of confidence, joy, feminine badassery, and loads of hell yes for your fertility journey. It's time to get fearless, baby, fearlessly fertile. Let's do this. Welcome to the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast, episode 270, The Trust Tune-Up. The number one thing you must do now to build trust fast. Hey, my loves, I'm so excited to be here with you this week, you know, talking about something that's so close to my heart, and that is trust. We struggle on this journey to trust ourselves, to trust our bodies, to trust the circumstances around us, to trust other people, and quite possibly trust life in general. So I wanted to give you a short and sweet episode to really take in, digest, smear all over you, and start implementing right away. I want to start by giving you some initial thoughts about this, because most of the time, we run around with the misapprehension that trust comes from outside. We tell ourselves, well, if this happens, I'll trust myself. If this one works, I'll trust myself. We literally hold our trust in ourselves hostage. What you have to understand about this and why that behavior is so dangerous and deleterious to our ability to trust is it places the target of trust outside of us. It makes our ability to even begin trusting conditional. We're waiting for some other condition outside of us to be met, and then we will trust. Do you see the problem with that? Circumstances in our lives are constantly changing, and it just makes it so that if our trust is anchored in something outside of us, then it's always subject to change, manipulation, disasters, all of that. None of those things are sustainable. None of those things are ever going to allow you, just based on the way they are. If you have those circumstances running you and being the conditions upon which you either grant or revoke your trust, that sounded almost lawyerly, like a revocable trust. Anyway, you're always going to be at peril. You're always going to be in a place where your trust is conditional and it's unsure if you're going to be able to maintain it. Like, I don't want any of that for you. I want better for you. I want you to develop the kind of deep and abiding conviction in your trust that becomes unshakable. Now, I don't have any wild notions that by listening to one episode of my podcast, you're going to do that. That would be an incredibly unreasonable expectation. But what I am presenting you with here is a place to start. The most important thing is that you begin to implement. And this is the kind of thing that the women that come through my 8-week program, the Fearlessly Fertile Method, as well as my Full Throttle program, have done. And it takes a minute, but there are skills that you can learn when it comes to trust and how to do that consistently that I really encourage you to explore. This is a wonderful starting point, but what you need to do is decide, make a bigger decision really, that trust is going to be your new normal, because you already know what distrust in yourself, your body, your baby, your partner, circumstances, life in general is currently creating your life. It's intensely stressful because think about it. Think about how powerful you become when you are able to trust. When you're able to trust, you can have faith. And when you have faith, you can fucking surrender. See, that's the other thing that people don't understand. People want to surrender. I just want to surrender to this, but they lack trust and they don't have much faith. And everything about surrender is trust and faith. These are critical pieces that all fit together. And you have to learn that, because a lot of us, were conditioned to live in fear and distrust, or you may even have a profession that by its very nature is laden with distrust, right? I'm a former prosecutor. I work with loads of physicians. I work with loads of other lawyers, teachers, nurses, engineers, change makers. You know, we have been taught to look at worst case scenarios. We have been taught to worship at the altar of statistics, which by now, if you've listened to this podcast long enough and you were paying attention when we had the most beloved Dr. Ellen Langer on talking about how we can't be putting all of our trust in doctors and we can't be putting all of our trust mindlessly in statistics. Like we've got to think, we've got to be better than that. And none of this is any disrespect to anybody. Like, no disrespect to doctors, no disrespect to researchers. People are trying to do the best that they can. But in the end, you are responsible. Everybody else gets to go home. All right. So at the end, you've got to have some trust in yourself, a baseline, robust level of trust in yourself so that you can make those clutch choices in those clutch moments and create a clutch fucking result. So that's why we're having this conversation. Okay. So this is how you're going to begin to tune up your trust. The number one thing you must do to build trust fast is you got to keep your word. Now, you might be like, Roseanne, okay, that was fucking 6+ minutes of a lead up, and you're telling me that I have to keep my word? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because trust does not come from outside of you. You will never trust yourself more for keeping your word to other people, but breaking it to yourself all the fucking time. Trust starts within us. It starts within you as an individual. Because if you can't keep your word to you, you won't ever trust you. Because in the dark moments, in the dark recesses of your mind, you will not have behavior that lines up with that belief, and your subconscious mind is always watching. It's always looking at your behavior. Doesn't give a shit what you say, but it's your behavior. And if you keep your word to other people, but when it comes to you, you fold like a house of cards, the underlying belief system is, I can't trust me. I don't love me enough to keep my word. When I say I'm going to do something for me and I just end up doing for other people, here's the message that I'm sending myself. I am not trustworthy. I am untrustworthy. I don't do what I say I'm going to do. Yeah, I'll do it all day for other people, but when it comes to me, nah, I won't do that. So it's like, and it's crazy to me because we've been conditioned that, oh, this person is such a good person because they do so much for others. Bullshit. They're only a good person because they're keeping everybody else happy. They're not keeping themselves happy. They're not keeping their word to themselves. They don't have integrity with themselves. It's all about people pleasing. It's all about what other people think. When they're not even taking a minute to say, what do I think? And when you do that, at the end of the day, you are absolutely undermining trust in yourself. Because while your muscles may be strong when it comes to delivering on promises to other people, your muscles are fucking atrophied as fuck when it comes to keeping your word to you and having integrity with you. So what I am proposing here is that you flip that script. You flip that bitch now. And you have got to make keeping your word to you, keeping your word to yourself, has got to be the priority. Because you will never trust yourself, not even close, until you start doing that. So here's how this can look. If you tell yourself that you're going to get 10,000 steps in a day for your health, to start conditioning yourself, because you're gonna one day have labor, you're gonna give birth to your baby, then you fucking keep your word. You stay up until you get those 10,000 steps, come rain or shine, okay? It doesn't fucking matter. And like, I'm just using that example because that's kind of the thing that I hold myself accountable for. I fucking love walking. In fact, as I'm recording this podcast episode, At 4:33 Central Time in the afternoon, I have 10,486 steps in. Okay. So look, and that's just one example. And yes, I'm an avid walker because I fucking love it. I love how it makes me feel. That's how I start my day. Now, you might be like, well, fuck you, Rosanna, get 20,000 steps in. Well, more power to you. That's great. So that place is maybe not where you need to build up your integrity. Maybe where you need to keep your word is about your fucking diet. Or maybe you know that your mindset's all fucked up and you've been telling yourself you need to reach out to be part of my 8-week program or my full throttle program. And it's way past that time for you to do that. Like, keep your word, fucking submit your application. We're going to consider it, right? What do you have to lose? So whatever the case may be, you have to start keeping your word. Okay, another example just to help drive this home is, let's say you have a bedtime of 9 p.m., but you keep consistently sliding in that bed at 9:45. You got one more email, looks like 10 o'clock, or you get sucked into some Netflix bullshit and it's 11 o'clock, you know, whatever the case may be. If you find yourself consistently violating your trust to be in bed by 9 p.m., you've got a problem. Start getting your ass in bed by or before 9 p.m. I mean, look, the examples are myriad. Okay, you could do a bunch of different things, but you've got to stop fucking with yourself. Okay, you got to stop fucking with your integrity. Keep your word. And what that means is you may be keeping your word less to other people in order to keep your word to yourself. So yeah, you may be saying no more often. Yeah, you know what? I know I told you 3 weeks ago that I was going to be able to show up to that baby shower. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not going to be able to do that. Here's why. I'm experimenting with keeping my word to myself because I'm really struggling in that area. And I know this may be a little bit of an inconvenience for you, but this is what I need to do for me. Cool? Great. Right? I'm giving you an example of how that conversation may go with somebody. Or maybe you have to tell your partner, you know what, babe, sorry, I can't stay up and watch that true crime show with you tonight because I made the commitment I would be in bed by 9. Okay, that's how simple it is. We create so much drama for ourselves about saying no to other people or what it means if you're not everything to everyone. Stop it. Stop it. It is having a terrible impact on your ability to trust yourself. Think about it. If you're a people pleaser and you keep your word to everyone else, you can't tell me that that's developing trust in you. It's wearing you the fuck out is what it's doing. So try it my way for a second, okay? So number one thing you can do to build trust fast is keep your word. Now, here's a little bit of an experiment. If you want to see how off you are, because I know there's going to be some motherfuckers listening to this, it'll be like, I keep my word to myself all the time. Oh, really? Really? Okay, here's a twist, okay? Because it's not just keeping your word. Like, that's the number one rule, but there's kind of a subset of this that I want you to take a look at as well. Because if you're like, well, you know, I've got 75 things I do in the name of my fertility today, and I do them all. So fuck you, Roseanne. I must trust myself. Well, you know the truth about that, okay? You know whether or not you trust yourself. Because if you're a second-guessing motherfucker, you have no trust in yourself. Because at the core of this, if you actually trusted that the desire in your heart to be a mom is there because it was meant for you and you believe that, you wouldn't spend as much time in fear, doubt, and negativity as you currently do. Yeah, boom. I just said that. Ba-boom. I just said that. Okay. So here's the other thing. The other way you can really test this out, like if you're, you know, clinging to the need to be right about you keep your word. Okay. Keep track of how many lies you tell this week. Yeah. Catch yourself every time you tell even a white lie to anybody. Okay. Because you know when you're lying to yourself. You know that. But like, we blow that off all the time. You know, oh, I'm totally lying to myself. I'm just going to tell her that, you know, I need to go talk to my husband about this because I can't say no to her face. Yeah. And I'm using an example because my team and I hear this all the time. Oh, I would love to, but I got to go talk to my husband. But what really people are saying is I'm too afraid to say no to your face, right? Like when we offer people to be part of my program, it makes me laugh every time, snickering to myself every day. Well, I got to go talk to my husband. No, you don't. Let's be honest, ladies, it's 2024. If you're still using that excuse, nah, you're lying. Most women say that shit because they don't trust themselves. They don't trust themselves to go tell their partner, hey, I really want to do this for myself. I think this is going to help us have this baby. They don't want to stand up for what they want. And if you can't trust yourself with a decision about coaching and you're freaked out about money, you don't trust yourself to make decisions about money, how the fuck are you going to be able to trust yourself with a baby? Think about that. We have to make thousands of decisions a day as mothers. And you're really going to choke on this? Stop lying. Notice this week how often you tell white lies instead of sitting with the discomfort of having to tell the person you're talking to the fucking truth, okay? Because here's the thing. The more you buy your own bullshit excuses and the more you tell even white lies, the less you can possibly trust yourself. Because think about what we have been told ever since we're little kids. Nobody likes a fucking liar, okay? And not being able to keep your word and telling active lies, even if they're teeny tiny white lies, what is that doing for your trust in yourself? You cannot possibly be a person who doesn't keep their word to themselves and tells white lies all the time or even like big lies all the time and trust yourself. You're fucking lying to yourself if you do that, okay? So the objective here is for you to, number one, keep your word. If you want to trust yourself and have the confidence that comes with trust, have the faith that comes with trust, and have the surrender that comes with trust, you got to keep your word and you got to stop fucking lying, okay? I'm calling it out. And I am not saying that this is going to be easy, okay? There's a whole set of beliefs that need to be addressed when you do this. I mean, that's why women join my 8-week program, the Fearlessly Fertile Method, that's fucking crushing it. I mean, at the time of this recording, we've had 10 plus women get pregnant, okay? Like this month, and we're not even done with this month, okay? That's crazy. Those are numbers that you would typically expect out of a fucking fertility clinic, all right? And my work is about mindset, okay? So much for being woo-woo, okay? This shit is real. And if you want to be in a place where you can actually trust yourself to see this dream through and get to the place where you have made your mom dreams come true, you got to have trust and you got to do it quick. So go and play with these ideas this week. Take a look. Are you keeping your word? And how much are you lying? Okay. Come face to face with your fucking lies. Look, we all do it. We all do it. But your life will change when you fucking stop it. And if you are ready to achieve the incredible, fearlessly fertile method, miracle, mama, madness, success that you're seeing all over my Instagram, all over my YouTube, hearing women talk about it, then join us, because my Fearlessly Fertile Method program is for women who intend to get pregnant in the next 12 months and say hell yes to covering their bases, mind and body. My methodology has helped women around the world make their mom dreams come true. Their results speak for themselves. We got like 4 Instagram highlight reels deep, baby, of pee sticks, DMs, and emails of women telling me what incredible successes they have created based on my methodology. So go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com, and apply for an interview there. Look, if your mindset is not set for success on this journey, you've got a gaping hole in your strategy. Let's fix that shit, sister, and set you up for baby-making success. Till next time, change your mindset, change your results.
Love this episode of the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast? Subscribe now and leave an awesome review. Remember, the desire in your heart to be a mom is there because it was meant for you. When it comes to your dreams, keep saying hell yes.